This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Happy to say we are currently joined in the booth with Candy, aka, or I guess Candace Clark, aka
Candy.
Interchangeable at
this on the birth certificate, Candy.
Yeah, but you are here in Dunedin again, an OG Radio 1 member. We've missed you. How are you?
Oh, bless you. I've missed it here too, so much. But I am well. For those of you who don't know, I used to be the breakfast host here at Radio 1, and I moved up to Taumaki Mikoro in May. And I'm just living it up, you know, living that big city life.
City girl.
Someone has to do it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone has to do it.
Well, we've missed you so much here. So good to have you back here.
How have you guys been?
Oh, okay. Hi, I've been good. That's like took me off guard.
I know. Well, I'm interviewing you now.
Just jump back in.
The breakfast dropped out there.
Coming back. Yeah, been good. Doing the Friday drive.
I'm killing it.
I've been learning from Charlotte. I've been being taught the ropes of the Friday drive.
Passing on the wisdom. Candace and Dave wisdom down.
Yeah, no.
Shout out to Dave Barry, man.
Yes.
No, it's been super fun. Just yaps.
Yes.
Endless big yaps. Yappers. We literally caught up earlier today. We went out for lunch. Mm-hmm. And then we came here and yapped some more.
I feel like co-hosting with a friend is just out the gate.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I only met Charlotte through radio. I did not know Charlotte beforehand.
It's like a little radio family. And we got Auntie Candace.
Wow, back at the house.
And now you're in Auckland. What are you doing in Auckland? What's been happening? Give us a rundown. Yeah. You've been there since May.
Yeah.
We've missed you. Give us all the updates. How's it going?
Okay, cool. On this very public platform? Sure.
Yeah.
To spell it all. Nothing I haven't shared before on here. I am now working at a DJ and music production software company called Serato.
Awesome.
A lot of you DJs out there will probably recognise it. Currently in the marketing team.
Yeah.
And one thing I didn't know until I started looking into working at Serato was that it's this massive software company worldwide. We're really, really big in the US, but HQ is here in New Zealand.
We are a New Zealand company.
Yeah, so that's been really cool. The weather in Auckland, mwah, chef's kiss.
So jealous.
So jealous.
So warm.
Yeah. Hey, you caught a good week though. It's pretty nice.
You got the sunny Dunedin weather, not
you
the
brought
snowing.
The sun with you.
Yes, you
I
did.
Fear.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I miss Dunedin sometimes because I miss the people, but then I see it snowing and I'm like, nah,
not for me.
Mission, bro. I'm out of this. I am chill.
Yeah, it looks very nice.
No.
I see you posting the sunny pictures by the beach, and I'm at home with the heater on and it's snowing outside, and I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
But no, very exciting stuff. Big business from you in Auckland.
Thank you.
And now you are part of Naughty Club Collective. Super talented, you three.
Oh, stop it. I'm blushing.
And I'm so excited you guys are playing again tonight back in Dunedin.
We are so excited.
How long's it been since you last played here?
Ooh, it's been a hot minute. So I, as Candy, by myself, haven't played here since maybe early May-ish. But as Naughty Club, we haven't been together for many, many months as our trio.
Yeah,
so this is our first time back together as a trio for a hot minute. We're hosting a gig at U-Bar. We have got a headliner for the very first time. Their name is Two-Faced Two. Dunner's Boys, birthed out of the depths of drum and bass, have now become sick techno and hard groove producers.
Oh, the pipeline is real.
It is real, and I love it. And they are low-key blowing up at the moment. Plays on Georgie Femme, international radio stations.
Yeah,
big
stuff.
Play at huge festivals. So come along if you can.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm excited to be there.
Yeah.
And it's been so long since you guys have played together, and I'm so excited to see it at U-Bar as well, the classic. We're going to have... I feel like every time I've listened and you're talking about anyone or interviewing bands playing at U-Bar, you always have to mention the nice sweat dripping from
the
roof. And I'm excited. I feel like tonight will be perfect.
Oh, I really hope so.
I think the ceiling will be dripping.
Yeah, because that's how you know it's a good night. Like, if you go home from U-Bar and you're not saturated, have you even had a good time?
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a very, very good night. What can we expect from Naughty Club tonight? What can we expect from you guys?
Well, the gig is called Dance, Dance, Dance. Yeah. We're inspired by a very, like, YK2K dance revolution. YK2K? Y2K. Oh my gosh, literally the other day I said a word that was like completely made up. Sorry, this is completely made up. I like merged requirements and like another word together, and I said it at the end of the call and they were like, yep, all good, we hung up. And then they messaged me 10 minutes later and they like repeated the word back to me and they were like, ha ha ha. And I was like, oh. Anyway, sorry, I digress. So ideally, lots of dancing.
Yes.
Strap up your shoes.
That sounds amazing. I'll be putting my dancing shoes on.
Very, very tightly. A lot of people are sick at the moment. Can't burn off that.
It'll
thickness.
Make you better. Yeah. It's going to be healing.
It will be. Yeah. It will be. So we are on final release tickets. You can find tickets on humanitix.com. Again, the event is called Dance, Dance, Dance. It is by Naughty Club. We're spelled N-O-R-T-Y. Not the normal type of naughty. Or just look up Naughty Club or look up Dance, Dance, Dance on Facebook or Insta. That'll be your best bet. Grab your tics, come along.
Yeah,
it's going to be great. It's shaping up to be a beautiful night. We've also got a sound system.
That's going to be cool.
Big bass.
And also, can I just say, I feel like I've never asked this, where did the name Naughty Club like come from? I have to ask.
I wish that it was a really exciting story, but like, it's low-key not.
I'm going to make one up on the spot. Yeah.
So, back in my childhood. No, I'm just kidding. Literally, me and the girls called one summer, and we were like, yo, let's form a collective. It's me, another DJ called Jousy, and another DJ called Evo. We were all friends, we were all DJs. We were like, yes, let's form a collective. We were like, what should we call it? And the girls go, we should call it Naughty Club, but with an O. And I was like,
that's sick. Good.
That's cool. Like,
So there were no other names that you guys were like juggling up. It was just like, we know who we are, and we're going to run with it.
Yeah, honestly, reward all of that brilliance to Evo and Chelsea because that was not me.
I love that. That's quite cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any pre-show rituals, or is it just like you go straight on and it's just like you bring the energy?
Good question. We don't have any like pre-show rituals, so to speak. We like getting there early, hanging out with people, getting the vibe of the dance floor. We're all massive music fans, so like we like dancing before we play.
Yes.
But we do this thing which is kind of dark. I'm ashamed of this, but it's called Steve Ray Kroc. And it's kind of like paper, scissors, rock, but for three people. So we decide who plays, like, what order we're playing in for the night.
Right.
And so I'm sure you can, you know, figure out the who beats who type situation. I'm not going to explain that because I'm just going to dig myself into a hole. But, yeah, so that's probably our pre-show ritual.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Any post-show rituals?
Oh, my gosh. Sit on the couch and be like, whoa. That's insane. We're all usually really, really sweaty on stage.
True.
When we get off stage,
yeah,
it's even crazier. Like, we are puddles. Yeah. It's quite disgusting, but
it's like going into like hug your friends afterwards and they're like,
it's bad with friends,
but
when people who you don't know who have enjoyed your set come up, they're like, so nice to meet you, boom, and you're like dripping.
It's a bonding experience.
They're probably going back to their mates like, oh, those girls are so like
No, it's part of you can't avoid it. I feel like it's a collective experience.
Yeah.
And if they're not sweaty, then that's on them. They should
be dancing
more.
That's their own fault. Yeah, like, why haven't you been shaking it up on the dance floor?
Shake some cake,
forgot
baby.
We were on the air for a second.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. Yes. The new bill passed earlier this year, so we can chuck in a little bit of swearing.
Super exciting stuff. And what else have you got in the future coming up? Can you give us a little, I don't know, as part of Naughty Club or Candy, any other things on the horizon?
Lots and lots of unannounced bits for both Candy and Naughty Club, which is very exciting. But one thing that has been announced, we are playing at Hidden Lakes.
Big business.
That's
so fun.
Should be fun. So if you're around, come along, come say hi. We're playing earlier on in the day. But yeah, the vibe should be good. I've heard that Hidden Lakes is out the gate.
Yeah. Sounds like I actually did look at the lineup and it looks pretty stacked. It looks pretty cool. I'm like, I'm not super informed or like, I don't know, I love DJ sets, I love going for a boogie, but I'm not really like super in clued with everyone. But yeah. I even looked at the lineup and was like, no way.
Yeah.
It looks super, super sick. I'm sad I will be going, but
it should be fun.
It definitely seems very fun. So exciting. So much awesome stuff.
Oh, love yous.
Love ya.
Love you, Radio 1.
Yay. Well, thank you so, so much for coming and joining us in the booth before.
We have to ask one more question.
Yes.
As the old breakfast show host, what's your go-to breakfast at the moment?
Oh my gosh, so true.
Yeah, what's on the menu?
Right, okay, the tables have well and truly turned.
Candace is just like, oh, it's a cigarette and a black coffee.
Stop, my parents are listening. Don't tell them. What is my go-to breakfast? Controversial, I'm not a big breakfast person.
Me neither.
I'm not hungry until lunch, but at my work, bless them. We have a barista machine. We have lots of like food on hand, like kombucha
lovely.
In the fridge.
Oh, wait, okay, bougie.
So, it's so bougie. So I'll make like an espresso, and I'll usually have some toast with peanut butter and jam. Really boring.
That's a classic. It's like you got the sweet and sour going on.
Yeah. I think it's tasty.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Nobody send hate messages, please.
Actually, our phone's blowing up right now.
Guys!
Well, and also, what is... You've picked a song for us to play next. Do you want to... Can you also give... What's some reasoning behind this song choice?
Okay, so this artist is one of my favourite producers and DJs of all time. I think he's hilarious. His whole brand is just very, like, crass. to put it bluntly. Sorry, Dave, if you're listening, but it's very crass. And this artist is called Party Boy 69. And this song coming up for you now. I was tossing up between two of them, but I needed a tune that was gonna, you know, set the vibe, set the cold popper of Dance, Dance, Dance at You Bar Tonight. This track is called Booty Flow.
Yes!
Very excited to hear it. Thank you again so, so much for coming and joining us.
Thanks, it's been so fun.
And love ya. And to everyone listening, go check out Naughty Club and Dance, Dance, Dance tonight. If you're not doing anything and you're in Dunedin and you just want a boogie, come along.
Get
a tick.
Get sweaty.
If you are doing something better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, shall we play that track?
Booty Flow. No, what's the track called, Charlotte? You can introduce it.
We've got Booty Flow from Party Boy 69 coming up next on The One. Keep it locked.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.